Make me sweat. Make me wanna. Make
Oh.
me lose my breath. That song been stuck in my head and it's so old. But Tyler is
It's very old. I
cute.
thought, right. But I guess because
It's so cute.
you're going to Puerto
Yes.
Rico, it's only right.
You know, she's just, I've just been, I said I'm gonna give her album a chance.
No, the album's good.
I'm gonna like listen to it because I've liked all the little clips on TikTok. So we're
Yeah.
gonna give Miss Tyler a chance.
Yeah,
She's
I'm here
cute.
for it. I'm here for a new artist that's actually making good music because there's not a lot of
Yes.
so
Ooh.
here for Tyla. How's your week been going?
Yes, and we are here for you. My week is great. It is just starting. It is always getting prepped and something to do, but we are good over here on the East Coast. How are you guys on the West Coast? I just love that we're in two different coasts. It's
Yes.
always so different in like the day to
Right. Right. Because it is just still the sun is still out over here. We are bumping along, extremely, extremely pregnant, losing energy every day. Like the energy change, your body just changes. You're just the physicality changes.
How's your body feel? Like it's not yours anymore? Have you started feeling like
What, my
it?
body?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want my body back. Like even today, I was trying to work and she was just going off. Like I guess she didn't really like the way I was sitting and she was rumbling like a tornado down there. I had to just like get up and go to the living room and I was talking to Mark and I'm just like, she's going off right now. And so Mark just went to my belly and he's talking to her. He's like, Marley, you gotta let mom work and you'll be out of there soon. And she stopped and she stopped. Like she chilled out. But yeah, like I can feel her like if I turn like when I'm asleep at night, I have to just sleep on my back, just elevated. But if I sleep on my side, like she starts going off. So it's like she's kind of just letting me know like what she likes and what she doesn't like.
That's
And
it.
yeah, so we're getting to know each other early. It is what it is. It
He
is
is
what
being assertive in that belly.
Yes, but I'm so happy I found my Roku remote. I was letting y'all know that I lost it last week, but I found it in my bag and I was like, oh, I am smart. I knew I put it somewhere where I wouldn't lose it. I
You
just,
can find it easily,
yes,
right.
I just forgot where I put it. But I found it. And so that's how I've actually this week I have new shows that I've been watching because it wasn't just my reality shows that I was watching like from my phone or laptop. So it's been a good week, all in all. Just, I'm tired. I'm bumping. I'm tired.
Yes, bumping and tired along, but
Yes.
glowing. The
Yeah.
pregnancy glow is real in these 2024 streets. Okay, y'all.
Everybody's pregnant. Everybody is pregnant. It's amazing to see how everybody, we all were just getting jiggy with it in the fall, winter season.
At the same time, okay, everybody.
Everybody was getting it popping this fall winter season. And you know what? There are a lot of babies on the way in 2024.
Listen,
Oh.
I'm like, watch one more person go be on Instagram or share them like
Yes.
pregnant.
I'm like, if I see another pregnancy announcement, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Ladies and
I
gentlemen,
love it.
I'm
It's
pregnant.
definitely a baby boom. This is a
It is,
baby.
but I love it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's something to smile about, All right. So off of the babies and onto our television, which is why we're here week after week. So let's get into our weekly grab. All right. And before we get into our weekly grab, I just realized we didn't even title the show. So first of all, this is We Watch Too Much TV, the pod. We kind of just flow because we're two best friends who we've been best friends since we've been teenagers, and we just naturally talk to each other all the time. So we forget that you aren't our best friends. You are our best friends when you listen to this show. And
Yes,
so we'll just
episode
be
to episode, we are
right.
all big
So
legendary
sometimes
best
we
friends
forget those podcastly prompts that we're supposed to follow, but
too.
the title of our show is We Watched It Too Much TV. We were supposed to say that at the beginning. And also, don't forget to like and subscribe on whatever platform you are streaming this from, as well as rate and review us. Give us a review, even if you're like, hey, Sometimes you don't say the title of your show until 10 minutes in. It's totally okay. Just try to give us 5 stars, okay? So, yeah.
And our handle is We Watch 2 TOO Much T, as in the tea you drink, TEA, and then the letter V. It's
Yes.
again We Watch 2 TOO T, as in the tea you drink, and then the letter V on all social media platforms, wherever you listen to
Everything.
the podcast, in your car, and things of that nature.
Yes.
Okay, because we're going to talk about all the shows we
All the
watch
things.
every week.
All the things. So first up, what you got, best friend?
Okay, so the first show in my weekly grab is, I think, the number one show on Netflix, and I completely understand why. It is called Baby Reindeer from Netflix UK. It is based on a true story. And
Ooh.
when they tell you that in the beginning, it just makes everything that more insane, because you cannot believe that something like this happened somewhere in the whole world. So it was based in London. Up and coming comedian, basically, he's working a bar job. Randomly, one day, meets a lady, gives her a free cup of tea because she says she can't afford one, but she's a lawyer and works with like King Charles and shit. But she's this great, famous person. You can tell within the first 3 minutes something's not right in her head. But of course, he's a bartender, he's being nice. And I don't want to give too much away, but she ends up being a stalker.
Oh.
And she is a crazy stalker, like an obsessive stalker, like a, where are you? What are you doing? She was emailing him, found his email address, would come to the bar every day, started saying they were in love. It like showing up to his comedy shows. Anytime he had a picture with a Facebook girl, he was like, she was gonna kill her. She was crazy. An
Oh,
older
wow.
woman really stalked him for about a year. But then as the show continues, you see how he kind of enabled it. You see his issues. And it's just a really, like, from the first episode to the seventh episode, it's really quick, like 7 episodes, 30 minutes each. I just was not expecting his trauma to come out like that, his healing, how this situation kind of showed him his own growth. He learned a lot about who he is, his preferences. Like, it just was a beautiful show, but it was crazy because
Yeah.
there is really a woman out there who is known for stalking people, had a lot of mental health issues, and she stalked him for a year.
Yeah, that's
Like,
scary.
it's scary, it's insane. When he was on a date and she popped up, like, oh,
Ugh.
it's a good watch. It'll keep you on your feet. And I love when I guess something's gonna happen and I'm wrong. And so it was a really good show. Baby Reindeer, if you need something kind of suspenseful and funny, but also kind of messed up to watch. Baby
Yeah.
Reindeer was real, and it's true, 100% true.
Wow. I mean, honestly, I'll start with another show that was on my weekly grab, but it kind of just coincides with what you just mentioned. So I started watching Mean Girl Murders, which, it's on Investigation Discovery, HBO Max, a part of the whole little clique there. And I checked it out. The first episode, I was just instantly hooked. So it is like it's a docuseries. Each episode, they're telling a different story of a woman who died at the hands of like viciousness in other women, or sometimes people, right? Because it's not sometimes these murderers aren't just women. It could be men involved as well. But just the backstabbing, betrayal, jealousy, vitriol that goes into taking someone's life. And you just unravel that into each, like, what is it? Like, kind of like an hour, not a full hour, 45 minute type episode. The first episode, I think I started with seasons two instead of season one. And it was a girl. She was in high school around the same time we were in high school. So like early 2000s, they would have graduated the year we were freshmen. And well,
They were young.
they were young, and
Oh.
it was just some BS, like two girls having kind of had a little feud since they were in like junior high, and then like it rekindled in high school over this guy. and they end up having a fight at a party at the guy's house, and the girl stabbed her like twice.
That's
But
insane. Because I was going to say, watch what it be over a little boy. Because usually it's
right.
these girls obsessed over these little boys who they won't care about in 3 years.
And kind of like the boyfriend helped kind of cover it up. This girl
Oh.
basically got away with the murder for nearly 20 years. She murdered the girl in 2003, and right, like literally a few weeks before they started their senior year. And she did not get, or was it 2002? I'm sorry, 2002, because they would have graduated in 2003. She had just went shopping for her the dress she was going to wear in her senior pictures that day. And she ended up getting buried in that dress. And
Oh, so
right.
sad.
And she, the girl didn't get arrested for the murder until 2019.
Oh my
Got
gosh. I'm
away
happy
with
she
that.
got arrested, but oh my gosh.
And because it was like she felt guilty, it was like she had, because this happened in Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana. They, you know, everybody moved on with life. The girl who murdered her moved to Wisconsin, but it was still a cold case. So, you know, detectives will just periodically revisit cold cases. So from there, they go to Wisconsin and interview the girl. And she admits that she used to carry a pocket knife with her every day. And so,
What?
right. And so they're like, do you have up that pocket knife with you? And it's all on body cam, by the way. And so she's like, yeah. And she goes and gets the pocket knife. Gives it to the freaking detective, and so they're able to run it. It's not like the girl's DNA was still on it, but it just the shape of the knife was conclusive with the stab wounds that the girl had. And
Oh my
so
God.
after she had already lied, she lied 20 years ago, she lied again when they interviewed her at her house. When they finally were like, they arrested her, then she fessed up. She said nobody else was involved, nobody else knew, even though I do think that the boyfriend, he knew she stabbed her, but he just never snitched on her.
Did they stay together? No.
Well, he was never, he had dated the murderer girl like before, but they weren't dating. He was dating the other girl that got murdered. And she
Oh.
just broke up with him because it was like the drama around him was just getting too crazy. She was going into her senior year. You know, she wanted to focus on college and like her future. And so he must have felt some kind of way. And it is believed that he kind of set it up to have this party so that her and the other girl could bump into each other and fight. Because even when they were fighting, another witness, like his friend said, he was like, let them fight. But I just don't think anybody thought this girl, the one who murdered her, was going to stab her because she was losing. So, right. So, yeah, she got away with it for 20 years, and this girl lost her life at like what? 16, 17 years old. And so that's kind of how the show starts. And then each episode is different. You see someone, she's older, but she kind of just gets into a beef with like a biker gang in her town, and they end up killing her over some stuff. And then there's like one lady, they give you the whole backstory, how she started dating her best friend's ex-husband after they divorced. But the husband then start once the he the he got yeah once he got divorced, he starts dating the best friend. Now they're
Oh,
ex-best friends. But then he was also dating another woman, a younger woman
Lord
who
Jesus.
had his baby, and she's the one that orchestrated killing this late. Yeah, so it's like I've just gotten so into it because each episode is so different. I was literally just watching an episode right before we started recording. So I'm just kind of binging it right now and getting into these little crime stories.
You know I love true crime, so this sounds
Yes.
like I can put it on my to watch
Yep.
list.
Yep. You will watch it and you will binge it just like me. If you're more
I
into
love
the morbid
that.
stuff than I am.
I just be like true crime because it's like you really about to kill somebody and go to jail for something.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand. Like,
Right.
I've never been so obsessed with anyone that I'm going to kill somebody
Right.
else
Right.
to be with somebody. I like my freedom.
Or
I'm
no,
so
like
free.
some of it, they're just like vicious. Like
Oh.
there's one where it was the girl's boyfriend, but he just was so kind of verbally and mentally abusive to her. And then he kind of conspires with this other girl who just was a mean girl. And they just murdered this girl for no reason. She literally just only wanted to be their friend. So it's
It's just
like,
like, why?
right,
Come
like
on.
what is your, like what was the reason? Like that's kind of what I like about it. Each episode is so different. The motives behind the murders are so different. So yeah, and a lot of them mostly are in small towns. Mostly.
In the
It's
middle of nowhere is where they be bored,
yes.
and there's nothing
Yes.
else to do but be obsessed with the one cute guy with the jeans,
Yep.
and that's what they be fighting over. That's it.
Exactly. Yes.
That's
Tom.
really it.
Tim.
That is really, really it.
So what is next on your weekly grab?
Okay, so you know what? As you were speaking, I forgot about a show that came back this season, and I forgot that I caught up to the first two episodes, so I have to add this to my weekly grab.
Okay.
It is your favorite show,
Oh.
Love After Lockup.
Oh
I
yes.
just remembered.
I gave them a break for a while, but
They just started.
I
Yes, girl,
So
something popped up on my
is it
phone.
after lockup, during lockup, or you know,
After.
okay, so it's a new set of inmates were just released.
They're all about to, because it's like they've only had two episodes. So they're all
Okay.
in like the beginning of like getting released. Best friend.
Is it
Where
good?
do they find these people? Like,
Yes.
seriously, I want to know where they find these people.
Right.
One girl is a stripper with two kids. Her boyfriend in jail is her ex-best friend boyfriend. She met him when her and the best friend was roommates, and the best friend was with the guy. Then they started messing around. She fought the best friend in the street, got press charges. Now she's gonna have to do at least 2 months in jail because she
Oh.
also was driving while she was smoking weed. And so she got to do jail time, but she can't talk to her boyfriend. And she's, then she had to leave her kids, but she's really sad because she don't want to go more than 2 days without speaking to this guy in jail.
Oh.
You got the gay guys who the
Yes,
guy
I'm here
is
for it. I'm here for
40, 40 years old. He still lives with his parents.
I
He's
love
been
it.
having anxiety for 10 years. That's why he still live with them. He got a boyfriend that's in jail who's definitely a whore, definitely sleeping with everybody and their mother, definitely using him for
Oh my
money, but you
God.
can't really use him for much. You got the stupid, sweet, older white guy. I cannot remember his name, but you know that girl's using him. He don't have no money. He went to the financial advisor. She said, stop spending money. He said, should I get a credit card? She said, no, I just said, stop spending money, okay?
Oh my
He's
God.
like Colorado or something. The girl's in Vegas. He's about to get an apartment for 2 months in Vegas and keep his place in Colorado.
Oh my
Pay
God.
two rents. He said, I'm about to lose my, I have 180,000 in my 401k. I don't mind spending it all on her.
Oh my
Dummy, dumb,
God.
dumb. Then
Yes.
you got this beautiful black girl who been with this guy in jail. He got a secret he holding from her. We don't know what this secret is.
Oh Lord.
He got cameras all over the house except for the kids' bedroom and the bathroom. So every second he sees what she's doing, he's in jail with the Bluetooth and the iPhone. Talk about he run it. And then you got another black girl who spent $30,000 on this guy who's a black guy who's never dated another black girl. This is the first black girl he's ever dated.
What?
He's
Oh
only
God,
white
no.
women. And she does not see the walking red flag, doing everything for him. And he has not even named looked at a black woman until he got in jail.
Wow.
Woo! So it's a mess. I forgot that I saw it, but it was a mess. I caught up to the first two, see all new
It is a
people, which I
mess.
love, all new blood, but oh Lord, these people just be putting their business
Right.
on.
That's what always makes it so good, because it's like you already see, like, okay, this is not gonna last. I like there's very once in a while though, each season they might have one couple.
Yeah, one diamond in the rough, but
Right.
ooh, I don't
But
think
for
it's
the
this
most part, it's a disaster
week.
waiting to happen from the right out of the gate. Like it's just, this isn't gonna work, honey. Like he's gonna break your heart or she's gonna break your heart. You're
Ooh,
gonna get
I'm
your feelings
interested for you
hurt.
to catch up. I think you would like this season because it's just like, did y'all really say, you know what? I'm gonna go on this show. Like, it's just
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
they really made that decision. Oh,
Yeah.
look, you know what? But it's good entertainment for me. So if y'all just need a
Yeah,
show.
I get so surprised how they keep finding people, you know, because it's like Some people are going to start being like, no, I don't want people to make fun of me, or I don't want people in my business. But nope.
Best friend. It's just like,
They keep finding them.
so I just, it's unfortunate, but it's good TV and I'm gonna watch it. So
Yeah, I know. I'm a check it out for sure, for sure.
what's next on your weekly grab?
Next on my weekly grab is a documentary that I watched, the Five Heartbeats documentary. This has been, first of all, it's a cult classic in the Black community.
Top five movies of all time.
Right. It's like a rite of passage film that you just watch as a Black person growing up. And everybody knows like lines from the movie. You know, I know Eddie Kane Jr. Nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall. You know, it's a classic. So now what you're seeing, it is on YouTube for free. I watched it because I had to take a glucose test, you know, pregnancy journey. On
Oh.
Saturday, the 3 hour one. So I was up in there for 3 hours and I had to draw blood 4 times. And
Damn.
I was fasting from the night before. So the Five Heartbeats documentary got me through. I watched the whole thing in the doctor's office on my phone. And it's such an inspiring documentary. You're watching Robert Townsend, you know, he really goes into detail about all the passion and hard work that went into making this classic film, and just even how amazing of a gem he is for helping so many Black actors get their start, you know, at a time where we w there wasn't a lot of films about us or represented us, and that weren't stereotypical. He wrote the film with Keenan Ivory Wayans, which I didn't know.
I love them together. And we don't talk
Yeah,
about Robert Downey,
Robert
Robert
Downey, but we love
Townsend
him
as
too.
one of like Robert
Yes.
Townsend is such a like
He's a
pivotal
gem.
director. And we don't talk about him enough. Like Meteor
Exactly.
Mate, like
First of
I
all,
love Robert Townsend.
Meteor Man is
Okay.
an effing classic. And just anyone who doesn't know needs to watch that film. You could enjoy it at any age of life. It doesn't
He
matter.
directed Babs. Like, come on,
Yeah.
y'all. I
Yeah.
love Robert
He's
Townsend.
amazing. So him and Keenan Ivory Wayans, they wrote the film, but it was like after years of trying to get the project greenlit. Like it initially got greenlit by Warner Brothers, and then like days before they thought they were about to start shooting, they tell them like, "Oh, we just don't see an audience for this." So it was shelved, but they didn't give up. They kept trying to shoot it to other studios, but it just was taking so long. Robert Townsend was still doing other acting roles in the meantime, and Keenan was like, "Look, I got to do what I got to do." So he went on to start in Living Color, and he took a bulk of the cast that was supposed to be in the Five Heartbeats, which was Damon Wayans, David Alan Greer. They all went with Keenan over to In Living Color.
Oh,
So,
they were supposed to be in the movie.
yep.
Damn.
So it wasn't until Robert signed with a new agent, and then and when he signed with the agent, he gave the agent the script. And the script was like, oh, the agent was like, oh, this is amazing. He passed the script to someone else. And they were like, oh, we love it. And so they gave him an $8.7 million budget to make this movie. So now he has to recast. And so that's where you'll see like clips. That's what got me to watch it, because I was seeing the clips on Twitter. They're on like Twitter and TikTok of just like all this Black talent that we now all know, right? Like Niecy Nash, Tia Tamara, Don Cheadle, you know, like all this amazing Black talent that we know, they were trying out to be in the Five Heartbeats because, again, like at this time, they're just every it was New Jack City, you know what I mean? It was above the rim, like it was just not what this movie was representing. So he recasted it, he reworked the script a million times, added in that scene with him and the sister, where the sister's singing really, really good. And so you're even just seeing how he fought for that scene, because these white execs kept trying to cut it. They're like, we
Of
just cut
course,
it.
they don't get it. They don't
They
understand.
didn't
That's one of the best
understand it,
scenes.
only for it to, when it finally came out, all the screening tests, everybody loved the film, and everyone loved that scene. Like the scene they wanted to cut, that was
No matter how
exactly,
hard
that's one of the scenes that I remember. It's just like it's a memorable scene. Then you even see the support that Robert Townsend was getting from other Black actors, just because like It's like Black people sticking together and knowing when you're doing something great. So, my Zaddy Glenn Turman came to the set, Lou Rawls, Denzel. I'm always
Daddy
gonna,
Glenn, shout out to
yes,
Daddy
I'm always
Glenn.
gonna shout out Glenn. Denzel, who he wanted to be in the movie, but as they were the years were passing, Denzel was just his, he was just getting bigger and bigger. He knew he couldn't afford him. Whitney Houston was supposed to be in the film, but her agents, white, told her that the role was too small for her. And honestly, now when we look back at Whitney's acting career, right? She had Bodyguard, she had Waiting to Exhale, she had The Preacher's Wife. And I would say the Bodyguard, that's her biggest role because if she was it was her lead role. I still don't really remember what that movie was about. I just remember that Whitney Houston
She
was in
was
it.
herself. She
And she
played
was
herself.
right. And then I Will Always Love You. But the movie, there was nothing about the movie that was memorable. Whereas I feel like even if she took that small role playing, it was one of the group members' wives that could sing. That it was such a cult classic movie.
It still would have been instrumental. She still
Yes,
would have been a pop.
it would have been like, oh yeah, Whitney was in Five Heartbeats. Like that would have been such a staple on her career, like
Yeah.
Waiting to Exhale was. So I think that was a miss. But she said it. She went when the movie came out, she went to Robert Townsend and told him she regretted not taking that role.
Damn, sometimes this is a lesson to everybody listening. Sometimes you gotta go with your gut. Sometimes
Yes.
these agents, these
Don't
managers,
li they don't understand.
they
Because
don't
even
really
what
get
happened, so after all of this, right? People, they're doing the screeners, everybody loves the movie, but now it's time for the movie to actually be released, and the trailer sucks because again,
it. What?
you have these white people that don't know how to package up this film properly. So when you look at the trailer for the Five Heartbeats, it really doesn't have nothing to really do with the essence of what the movie's about.
Girl, I gotta
So
watch this.
nobody came to nobody came to the movie. Nobody came to watch the movie. The movie tanked in the movie theaters. It wasn't until it went to VHS, and then literally, it's just everybody in the Black community watched that film on VHS, and it just became the classic that we know it to be today. He talks about being at like an award show and Bruno Mars coming up to him like, man, the Five Heartbeats, like I live by that movie. He ends telling a story where, it was around the time the movie had released, it tanked or whatever, but he's just sitting at an outdoor cafe in LA in his thoughts. And like some guy comes up to him, like a Black guy, like, Robert Townsend, man. Oh man, you the man, yo. And you know that movie Five Heartbeats, man? That movie with Eddie Kane, that movie helped me get off of heroin. Because if I saw that
Oh,
Eddie Kane could do it, then I knew that I could do it. So
that's
you the
beautiful.
man, Robert Townsend. So he just really focuses on the impact his film had in the Black community, despite everything, despite it tanking, all the adversity, all the challenges. Keenan Ivory Wayans is in it. He just talks about being so proud of his friend. And it's really just a testament to Black excellence and Black perseverance and just community. And it was, it's one of my favorite movies to see. So seeing how it was made was just also beautiful to see. So definitely check out the Five Heartbeats documentary.
I do know that Marlon and Sean did the brother thing that they did in the movie because of the movie. So
Oh.
Marlon Wayans, his firstborn name son is Sean Wayans, and Sean
Right.
Wayans' first son is Marlon Wayans.
Yes, and that's because of the Five Heartbeats.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, and probably it could have been an aspect that Keenan might have written, which is really sweet. Yeah, because I was like, wow. And another one, like you said, we got to give Robert Townsend his flowers, but the Wayans brothers do have yet to receive their much deserved flowers, and it starts off with Keenan Ivory Wayans. I would love a real documentary on them in general.
Oh, I would love that, a movie or something.
Yeah. Well, I want to see a documentary first because I want to see the real real, and then they can do a movie or whatever. But the Wayans brothers need to get their respect because they are everything. So yes, I know you're gonna love it because first of all, Tanea loves 50s doo-wop music.
Listen, that's one of the movies I judge people when they said they've never seen the Five Heartbeats.
Yeah,
I
it's
judge
like, what's wrong with
people,
you?
but I remember dating someone and she was like, she's nervous. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's like
And
one of those songs, man. You judge me.
now we're gonna break up.
And
But
now I'm
he
judging
also
you.
talks about how he the movie he was inspired to write the film because he always wondered why his favorite group, the Temptations, broke up. And he just that just stuck with him forever, forever. So even when he first started working on the film, they had secured David Ruffin and Eddie Kendricks as advisors. But when they finally got the movie greenlit, they had to drop them because they said if we have them as advisors, Motown's going to think it's about the Temptations and that Big Red is a play off of Berry Gordy, and we don't want those problems. So they had to drop them. Yeah.
Ooh,
Yeah.
that's a good point. That's a very good point.
So check it out. I know you're gonna probably watch it tonight.
Girl, literally, I just was like, oh, okay, literally, I pulled it up. I see the name. Soon
Yep.
as I recognize and play.
Yeah, and I'm watching this. So what is next on your weekly grab?
So lastly on my weekly grab is another new season of one of my favorite shows, a Max favorite. Season four of We're Here.
Oh yeah.
Now, the first three seasons, they had Bob the Drag Queen, Shangela, and Yuriko O'Hara. This is the first season with Priyanka from Canada's Drag Race, Sasha Velour from season 9, and Jada Essence Hall from season 13. And then a couple episodes in, I think something happens, it comes to fruition, but Latrice Royale joins them. She's been doing the promo. And it's one episode in, but it just shows you why this show is what it is. It's just simply amazing and the best.
Yeah.
They are in Tennessee, and this is right summer of last year when they start the whole drag ban where they can't do drag shows and they canceled Pride in one of the counties. And so it's just a very tense time. You see the fellas like just walking around, just being their wonderful selves out of drag. But just being called so many horrible names down the street, being stared at. They're talking to people. They're like, oh, would you go to a drag show? No, we would never go to a drag show. Like the way people walk away from them, like they're trying to sell like pornography is insane. There
Yeah.
was this really good scene where they were sitting with two women, both in like the beauty pageant world. One was like a judge and one was the parent of a beauty pageant girl. The judge was like, I'm open, I'll do anything. The one who was the parent was like, well, I go with my adult friends, but not with my kids. And Priyanka was like, well, why won't you go with your kids? You know, I just think it's an adult thing. And you know, it's a lot. And then Priyanka was like, it's like beauty, and you're putting your kid on stage and you want them to prance around and dance to be judged. That is what a drag queen does. I don't understand the difference. And the lady was like, yeah, no, I'm not gonna take my kids. Like she really couldn't rationalize it. And so you
Yeah.
see the people just really challenging their thought process. The sweetest part was one of the, I guess, drag kids, heroes, whatever you call it. The dad named Bradford. He's a Christian singer, but he has two queer kids. His daughter's queer, his son is trans. And it just talks about his journey to like do it. And he dresses up and he sings a song and his kids cry.
I
And it's
love
so
that.
sweet because Jada's like, when your parent has your back, nobody can tell you nothing. He was
Right.
like, it doesn't matter when it starts in the house. And he knows a lot of his supporters are going to be like, oh, your children are this. But it was the first time he said, this is my son, this is my daughter. Like
Right.
he was out and proud. It's just such a beautiful show.
Yes.
I cannot wait to see the rest of the season. And it's part one. So they have a whole second part. For Tennessee, that's how I guess intense it was. And there's this one trans woman who just talks about how she. Like all the queer people live in fear and like they only go out to their house. Like they don't go out anywhere. All they do is go from house to house to house because they're afraid to go outside. And like she's like, it's my life's mission to be passable so I don't die. And it's just sad. But she's like, I'm not leaving Tennessee. I'm not leaving this some honky tonk town. Sorry. She's like,
Yeah.
I'm not leaving it because this is my home and they want me to leave. So I just love the
Yeah, it's
beauty.
like a double-edged sword because at the same time, it's like you don't want, it's like if that's where you're from, that's where you identify with, it's like No, I'm going to stay, and you staying helps serves as representation. However,
Right.
there's a part of me that I've always felt like Black people, queer people, just people that aren't accepted in some of these extremely rural, conservative, small-minded places, they shouldn't be there. So then you could see what your city would be without that much needed diversity, which it would be nothing. So I love that you reminded me about that show. I started out watching it. I watched the first two seasons, and I think it was like a gap after like 2020, so I fell off.
Yeah.
But
'Cause the COVID time was weird, 'cause they had like got stopped right in the middle of COVID. Like I remember watching the episode they were filming. It was one of the bad states, like Mississippi or something. And they were filming and everybody had to like stop. And they're like, yeah, guys, so we all gotta go
But it
home.
was
So
really good. Like Shangela, it was like Thorgy and Eureka. Yeah, every episode would make me cry.
Yeah.
But happy tears of like hope, not like sad, you know.
Yeah, just it's just beautiful just to see the people mindsets change, people's values change, people's sense of self, just to see all of that through a 360. So if you see something after you watch the Ghetto Love After Lockup and you need a pick me up, what are we?
Goodness gracious. Well, last on my weekly grab is a show I had talked about on here. Like I was teasing what it was coming to own. It is called The Never Ever Mets. It's people who've been virtually dating meet for the first time and try seeing if they can connect while living in a house full of other couples that are also meeting for the first time. So the episodes 1 and 2 kicked off, and honey, it is just so many people with red flags. I mean, one couple had domestic violence on day one, like within the first
Ugh.
8 of being in the house, hot ass mess. They didn't make it. Another couple, what I'm seeing, I can't think of what the guy's name is, but Sienna, and she is from the Bronx. She's the red flag to me. She came out the
His name is Brandon.
Brandon, yes.
Yes.
She came at Brandon. Like he was the problem for getting divorced at 21. He got married at 20 and got divorced at 21. I mean, anybody with common sense could understand why they probably divorced. And then he ended up having a second child 10 years later. And she's coming at him when all he had really said to her was just like, you know, I feel like at times you just don't really listen. She calls him a bitch. And then starts bringing up all of his past, like, oh, well, then you should have tried to make your marriage work. Ma'am, he was 21 years old.
He
So
sounds toxic.
she sounds extremely toxic. I wonder how she feels watching this back. I did like when she was bringing all this up at the dinner table, the other couples were getting into her ass and saying the same thing to her, like, well, why are you single? Like, why didn't your relationships work? Then that's failure, you know? Then we see the other couple. What's their names? It's like the woman is Haitian, and I think his name is Chris. I can't think of her name,
I
but
think it's Adida or Saida or something. I saw
yeah,
only saw the first episode, so I because they're
you may
mentioning
he's
it.
boasting Chris. So she catches Chris boasting about not settling down. He talks to other women. He's not, you know, like they're not exclusive. And so when she confronts him, he's just like, "Look, well, we're getting to know each other." But in her mind, it's like, well, we were already been locked in all this time talking virtually, so we should be taking this serious. So I do see like two couples that are showing promise. The one that was dating for 12 years, and they're just now meeting. Like they seem inseparable, so I'm really rooting for them. And then there's one other couple. I just can't think of their names, but I'm locked in. I'm gonna be watching it each week just to see how it develops because it is very interesting. Especially in, you know, today's day and age, a lot of people start dating virtually first. And it's interesting to see like how can you mesh once you're now face to face? 'Cause that's a whole
Yeah,
like ball game.
a lot of that th those things matter. I remember when you mentioned it on like the coming up. So when I saw the preview on YouTube, I was like, let me watch it, and it was really good. So I will catch up. I think you're talking about the LA couple that's gonna make it, the two light skinned
Right.
people that
Yes,
live in.
yes.
They both live
Which
in
is
LA.
crazy. How did they both live in LA and never see each other for 12 years?
I
Like,
think they're gonna make it. And to your point, the one for 12 years from the first date, I liked when like everybody was hanging out and he just went to the room with her. Like, I've been jonesing with you forever. I don't care about these strangers I don't know.
Exactly.
That don't
Exactly.
matter. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I see promise with them, so I'm hoping it works out. Right.
I do. I definitely do. I think that it's given toxic with the girl and the guy for like the 9, 10 years, and he proposed and put the ring on the Facebook and he
Yeah.
proposed.
Oh, yeah. That
That
one.
is
Yeah. I
giving
don't.
toxic.
It's giving toxic for sure.
Ooh, it's
For
giving, but we're
sure.
gonna see. I'm
For
gonna
sure.
catch up to you because I was like,
Yeah.
okay, this might be a good
But
one.
yeah. So that's our weekly grab. Don't forget to like and subscribe, rate and review us on whatever platform that you are streaming. We watch too much TV. All right, best friend. That was a pretty nice, positive weekly grab. So, you know, it's
We
time
didn't
for,
drag no people yet.
yes, it's time for a weekly drag. So let's get into our piss poor performance. Okay. Who is on your list, best friend?
Okay, so today for the piss poor, it's going to be a double dragging because I felt like our
Uh-oh.
weekly grab was pretty nice. And
Right.
it's going to be for two men on two completely separate reality TV shows, but both with one thing in common, and that's being an asshole. Speaking of the Never Mets, the first half of the piss poor goes to Dominique. He was the guy from Chicago. I think that was his name, Dominique. He was meeting the girl from Brooklyn, Alexis. He wasn't really into her. He said her body wasn't proportioned, which I do agree. That butt to leg ratio, Alexis, it wasn't.
It looked different.
It looked a little, we know what that looked like, the cardboard butt, when the butt look and then legs. So
Yeah.
sorry, sis. Sorry. You
Sorry.
gotta catch up. Okay.
You went on a show. You went on a show, so people are gonna judge. It just is what it is.
Yes. But for you to one get that angry over some corny rap,
Yeah.
two, to be physical, to just be so extra on TV. Made no sense. You embarrassed yourself, and I'm really sorry that you did that to yourself, and you got kicked off. So
Yep.
it's
Yep.
like,
Oh my gosh, 'cause his apology was horrible.
yeah, you got kicked off, and so it's like, not only did you go on a show for one episode and waste your time, but now you really look like a fool. You got to go back to Chicago. You can't tell nobody you was on a show for one episode because now you look like a woman abuser. So
Yep.
you
Yep.
get the first half. And the second half of this drag is for one half of the pink team on The Amazing Race, Amber and Vinny. Vinny and Amber are nurses and they've been dating for about 2 years. And Vinny, the way you spoke to your girlfriend this past leg, you should be ashamed of yourself. He was so impatient with her. She's trying to give instructions. He's like, you don't know what you're talking about. He's not listening to her. He's saying, like, really, I need you to be quiet. I need you to be quiet. He was just condescending and an ass. And she's getting emotional and trying her best to help because it's a high stress situation. You don't want to be last.
Right.
You race it for $1 million. The tone in which you had the arrogance, I wanted them to lose only because he
Right.
didn't deserve to win. But I was like, you know what? It's okay. They got in. I hope he gets better. But I really, if they're together now, I'm gonna look them up on Instagram. I hope he moved on because he just was, oh, so rude. So just people
Yeah.
of America, remember, y'all going on these shows.
Yeah.
Like, people are gonna watch this. Okay? We're gonna judge you because you're putting your life on television. So just be a kind person because it lasts forever. YouTube is forever. Okay?
Yep.
Everything is a rewind. So I'm dragging Dominique. I'm dragging Vinny. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
I
Who
mean,
is
I
on?
think it's a theme for our weekly grab this week because I'm also grabbing a man, dragging a man. I am going to be dragging Clifton from Love and Marriage DC. It was the
Ooh.
third and final part of the three-part reunion. And his silence was so golden it, during that reunion when Joy was going at it with Carmen about their inappropriate relationship. You know, if you could remember, they people have been referring to Joy, Clifton, and Carmen as a throuple throughout the season. Carmen was Clifton's second choice on Ready to Love DC. And he ended up selecting Joy. That was his first choice. They made it. They are married. They're on Love and Marriage DC. But Carmen is allegedly his best friend and business partner. Despite the clear attraction they sparked on another reality show.
I was gonna say, how did that happen, Buster? Like, how
Right.
are
How
you
does
my
that
second choice
happen?
and now we best friends?
Then on top of that, you've heard me talk about it on here before that Joy defended Carmen to Ashley, and that was a part of why Joy was like, look, I like you, Ashley, but I like my relationship with Carmen bet more. And so we can't be friends if you're upsetting Carmen. Only for them to go to Carmen, and Carmen is like, is Joy your best friend? And she's like, no, Clifton is my best friend. I just tolerate Joy because that's his wife. And so once
Damn.
that aired, Joy blocks Carmen. And so now they're at this reunion. And honestly, Carmen just looks like a fake person. You know, she's sitting there with her blue-gray contacts, looking stupid, and she has no real reason. It's just like, it's clear as day. You don't like Joy. You wasn't her friend. You played her friend with her because you clearly have this, you and Clifton has this attraction. But mind you, while Joy is having this whole entire conversation with Carmen, Clifton is quieter than a church mouse. He is not saying a word.
Nothing.
Nothing to defend his wife and their relationship and tell Carmen that she is wrong. And then they end up airing an unaired scene, unseen footage of Joy admitting that she's not happy in her marriage because she doesn't feel protected. And then you go and you look at all those times where she's had confrontations within the group, and Clifton is quiet. So,
Yeah, that's not okay.
Clifton, big boy. I'm gonna have to drag you for that. Ashley called you a bitch during the season, and I didn't really agree because I just do feel like Ashley is still just overly aggressive and a bully. But I am gonna have to agree that you are showing some bitch tendencies when it comes to your wife. And I am rooting for y'all, but I won't be surprised if y'all don't make it because from what you guys are showing right now, the foundation is rocky. So, Clifton, you get my drag.
And he
Yeah.
deserved that, sis, because
Disappointing.
that, that's just unfortunate. The number one you want to, number one thing you want to feel by your husband is protected. And the fact that he's best friends with the number two, I feel uncomfortable
Like,
too. I
right?
feel uncomfortable too.
No, it don't make no sense. Make it make sense. All right. So we did our dragon of the men's.
Ooh, we really dragged all
Yes. All men. And sometimes that just needs to happen. Okay. Sometimes that just needs to happen. But let's see, who are we rooting for this week in our yes segment? Best friend, who are you rooting for?
We're gonna keep it to, of course, one of my favorite shows, The Amazing Race. I am rooting for Angie and Danny. They came in at team number two this past week. It's a mom and son duo. The son was very sick as a child, and so he was obsessed with Amazing Race. He's watched every episode. He would do like Amazing Race house parties. He's done his own race. He's really smart, went to school for engineering. The mom's just like was a teacher, stay-at-home mom. She's like, I'm doing this for my son. And they're like the little engine that could. He's really good at maps and navigation and puzzles. And the mother is just motivated when she gets tired, when she gets hot. She's just like, I'm doing it for my son. And one time she almost quit and got frustrated, but
Right.
another team helped her. And it's just like they've never had a mother-son duo win. And I just feel like they look like the most unlikely like people to win.
Yeah.
But I think I would love to see Angie and Danny win. So I love you, Angie and Danny. Good luck. It's just like the sweetest boy loves his
Yeah.
mom, and they're from Walla Walla, Washington.
Walla Walla. Listen, I
Their
haven't heard
shirts
that
say
name in a
Walla
while.
Walla.
You better respect it. Okay, we out here, Walla Walla.
Can just tell she just loves her son and would do
Yeah.
anything. Would you go on Amazing Race if Molly wanted to go?
No. She can probably do that with her dad. Remember, I know they gotta do, don't they gotta swim and shit?
Yeah, the girl, they gotta jump off buildings sometimes, swim,
Oh, hell no. I'm not, first of all, I don't
go
think no, because
ropes.
Mark doesn't like heights. And mommy can't swim. So Marley gonna have to find a best friend, an adventurous best friend or something. Because it ain't gonna be her or her daddy. But we will group. I first of all, I might even have a heart attack. I might not even want her on that show. I can't. I'm not
Listen.
watching my baby jump off no damn building. Are you crazy? Hell no. Help
But then she
me.
gonna come home with that $1 million, like, mommy.
You don't want to go on another show, baby. There's other shows that they give
You don't want to
$1 million.
go and forget the lyrics.
Right. Like, stop. Come on now. Anyway, so my yes is going to Isaiah from Next Level Chef. We saw him get eliminated in the last episode, but wow, it was such an emotional one for everyone. You see Chef Ramsay get emotional, and he ends up, offering Isaiah a role at one of his restaurants in Miami. And Isaiah then just gets even more emotional. He was already emotional just talking about how he pushed himself throughout the season, which we all got to see. He ended, because he made it to the top four, right?
Top five, yeah, top five.
Top five. And so just seeing the offer that he got from Chef Ramsay, it's like, you're a winner. Even though you didn't actually win the competition, you still won in your own way. And it was just beautiful to see a black man pushing past the challenges to get through. He's a football, he comes from the world of sports. So just seeing how well he's done as he entered into the culinary field and then coming on the show and getting an endorsement like that from Chef Ramsay is just major. And it made me emotional. I literally teared up. So my yes goes to Isaiah. I am rooting for him and all that he has coming his way. All
We
good.
love Isaiah. And I just want to say, I know when Gordon Ramsay really believes in somebody because he doesn't offer that to everyone. And
Right.
Isaiah has only been cooking for like 2 years. So only like, just think about his redemption when he gets that education and that experience. And like, I'm just happy that Gordon Ramsay saw that drive in him because he didn't have to. And I know he absolutely did everything. This is why I love Gordon Ramsay. I want to meet him one day. Because I could tell he like, if he
Right.
messes with you, he messes with you. Like some of
Right.
his VPs of his company was from these TV shows, MasterChef and all these
Right.
kitchen shows. They still work with him. So Isaiah, I'm gonna see you soon. We're gonna go to your restaurant.
Yes. Well, you'll be in Miami soon, so hopefully you could go check him out. Right.
Yes. All right, Isaiah, I'm gonna come to your restaurant right now. Make a reservation.
Right. So let's get into some positivity. What do you have, best friend?
No matter how far away from yourself you may have strayed, there's always a path back. You already know who you are and how to fulfill your destiny. By Miss Oprah Winfrey.
That's right.
All
Love
right.
Oprah.
Better get back on that horse. What's your positive quote?
My positive quote is, train your mind to see the good in everything. Positivity is a choice. The happiness of your life depends on the quality of your thoughts. From Avastu.com. I always mess up my quote with not pronouncing the name. Anyway.
No, it's like it's either the name or it's from Wayfair. It's like the most random
It's
thing.
always my source. It's the source, right? I don't know.
You know what? I think what my best friend is trying to teach y'all is it doesn't matter where you get that source of inspiration from.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. It comes
Thank
from
you.
book,
Thank you.
okay?
That's why she's my best friend. Thank you.
Okay? It comes
Thank
from
you.
Wayfair, from
Right.
Walmart,
Thank you.
from Palo Coelho.
Avastu.com. Thank you very much. Okay. And on that note, our closing slogan is
Love, abundance, and spend money on some good hair bundles, y'all, because it's
yes.
getting hot and we don't need no synthetic hair.
No, it's springtime. I actually got some good bundles. I'm getting put in my hair tomorrow.
Yes, we going on vacation. You ready?
Yes, my baby moon. I'm leaving for my baby moon in the Bahamas, and I'm so excited.
Yes, we
And so,
are.
in the meantime, in between time until we return, don't forget to like and subscribe, rate and review. We watch too much TV. Follow us on all social media platforms at We Watch. To TOO much TV TEA the letter V.
That's it. Catch up to all the episodes of season four. Watch our
Yes.
television shows. Let us know what you watch because of us, what you
Yes.
don't like, even if you disagree, because I love to agree to disagree. So let's talk
Yeah.
about it. Okay,
We
let's
let
talk about
yeah, we you are free to your opinions because people be eating us up sometimes. And we let it, it's fine. We don't mind. We're inclusive.
We love everybody.
All right, guys, enjoy your week. Bye.
Bye.